we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thanks for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy J6 committee hearing night to us all. Join us on the phones, 844-967-2789. Quick little update here, Cody, on a similar related topic. CBS News reporting federal prosecutor told judge that the DOJ expects the House January 6th committee to release transcripts of their witness interviews later this year, potentially around September.
Why not now?
Why not now? Do it now. So maybe damn Trump won't get picked up by the end of the month, but maybe in September.
I feel like Farouk Assault. I want it now, Daddy. 844-967-2789. I want your calls, your opinions. Yes, do it now. Mark from the SAC, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the things tonight. It's just kind of ridiculous, the distraction Republicans are trying to play on this, you know, that Elise Stefanik, who apparently is a full-blown Trumper right now, that's saying, well, why don't they have in hearings on the price of gas and yada, 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 and inflation and all this, you know, to try to distract people from this. You know, that's what's really important is inflation is high. Well, yes, inflation is high, but it's a worldwide phenomenon that the president can't do squat about, really, and that... And this is an assault on our democracy itself.
You know, maybe we should take the Republicans up on their offers of primetime hearings on things like the price of gas.
Yes.
And maybe we should bring the oil executives in and talk about why the Oil Price Gouging Act, why all the Democrats supported it and all the Republicans, barring like four, opposed it. And, of course, it'll never pass the Senate. Maybe we should bring that to the attention of the American people. Because other than guys like you, Mark, most people don't know such things.
Well, you know, and the fact of the matter is I keep half an ear open, listening to some of the stuff. Otherwise, I go insane, going down the rabbit hole that this could lead to. But picking up on some of the facts and actually being educated over the years and having, you know, nitwits like Inspiration Point, if you're listening, use your real name for God's sake, and rather than insulting me and saying I don't get myself educated, that if I wasn't educated, I wouldn't refer to the Federalist Papers or Madison's notes to the Constitutional Convention or books like Far Worse for a Woman, talking about the slave trade and women, that what was done to female slaves during slavery in this country, you have to educate yourself, and you can't just, and Republicans must think we're all stupid. They want us to be stupid.
Well, they're stupid. You know what I mean? If you're dumb, if you're blissfully ignorant, if you have no desire whatsoever to educate yourself beyond the most rudimentary of talking points on Fox News or right-wing talk radio, well, then, of course, you assume everyone's like you. Well, I'm lazy. I don't really need that book learning or education, and those that do, hell, I'm going to resent those people, those elitists, because they probably get paid more and, they're probably not harmed as much by the gas prices as I am driving my dually pickup truck, getting 9 miles to the gallon, right? Because I bet it hurts in certain families, certain neighborhoods. If everybody's driving a pickup truck, I bet gas prices matter a hell of a lot to you. If you got a Prius, I don't think you're crying in your beer. Probably.
844-967-2789. I'm with you, Crudy. All right, set it up. Let's bring in some
prime
witnesses.
Time, baby.
Let's talk about it. I'm down. Absolutely. I am down with that. Say yes. Gene from Eau Claire. Say yes. Welcome, Gene. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jeannie.
Hi, I didn't know the question. Sorry.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Anyway, see, I have to turn my radio off to call, out on my dial-up internet, so there's not any noise when I call, so I miss a little bit beforehand. But I love the guy that came before me there. What a wonderful man, just like the rest of your listeners. What?
Well, not all of them, Jeannie, or you haven't been listening close enough. Hell, I wonder about some of the panelists some days.
Yeah. Well, I think you got some pretty good panelists there. You guys do a great job. I got my notebooks, a lot of them, because I'll be writing, and my pens, and my spot right in front of the television to take a lot of notes because I cannot believe that this is history. You know, like at 67 years old, and my mother's 88, and she can't sleep at night because of, you know, of what's going on in our country. My mom remembers when you got gas vouchers. When there was a war going on where each person got so much for gas because they didn't have gas.
They rationed.
Yes. Yes, and they got regular tickets of how much they could get, you know, in the week or whatever. My grandfather, he would go to, in town, they'd have to have lights out at a certain time, and he was one of the people go around the flashlight to make sure every person in the house turned the goddamn lights off. So, you know, I mean, when I know it's a horrible thing for some people that are really having difficulties with money, and they should help them with some kind of, you know, help for their gas price when they got to go back and forth to work. But some of those people are so goddamn selfish, they don't give a rat's butt about anybody else. And it's really sad to see that because we should be caring for one another except ripping people apart and then going after somebody with a judge. I thought maybe that was a setup in the other direction. Maybe a Republican went over and did that so he could draw attention, you know, to that situation.
There's just as much proof on that side as well, Jeannie.
Yeah, and I shouldn't be saying that kind of stuff, but you know what? They have no proof. Right. Somebody can see anything they want to. Anyway, you guys have a great night.
Jeannie,
thank you so much.
Real quick, before we let you off, when I see you in homeroom tomorrow, can I have your notes from the January 6th hearing? And I'll share them with Dominic.
Please.
You can read them.
Jeannie.
Take care, guys.
Yeah, I really appreciate you listening. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. You know, we're in the back of the class. So
yes, yes.
Jeannie will sit in the front of the class, and she'll take the
notes.
Good notes.
Yep.
And then we'll study her notes for the quiz later in the afternoon right here. Devil's Advocates, 3 to 6 p.m. Central Time if you listen live. But hell, you can hear us all around WCPT 820 AM Progressive Voices. We're playing damn near any time of day, night or day. Devil's Advocates, we're your favorites. You're listening right now. Come back.
It's a process. You get it done.
I know you got to be frustrated. I can taste it.